Hello, beautiful souls. This is Spira with Happy Soul, Happy Life and Guidance to the Unknown, the Road Less Taken. Now, this episode is a little bit personal regarding the twin flame and what the divine feminine had to release, let go, accept. And I know I have not talked about it. I know that I have talked about after the release and the acceptance and the let go. But I know if I was on the other side listening, I would like to know what is it that we had to release, or kind of giving you a little bit of confirmation, whether you are kind of not there yet, or that you are starting your journey. But I do want to let you guys know before I do talk about this is that you have a unique journey. All of you guys do. So it might be very different from mine, but we go a little bit, there's some similarities that come with it. But each individual is going through different situations. So this is something that helped me to ascend to being the more authentic self, okay, and being able to receive and really live in the richest of life, okay, and experience that. So being a twin flame or being awakened and being on this path of journey, because it's multiple journeys that you go through. It's just like you have multiple purposes that you do in your life. Mine is the journey of self-discovery, the journey of self-love, the journey of the unknown, and the twin flame journey. Now, I listed all of them, and I'm pretty sure there are a lot more. But those were the ones that were in my existence. But the main thing that I put focus on was the twin flame. Now, everything has its purpose in every given time, right? Just like when, before you had awakened, you took action because that was the right action for you at that time. Whether because we were usually more on a we were playing on a survival mode. Okay, we were not open and we were not awakened to the flow of the universe, right? So we were on survival mode. So things happen the way they happen because they just happen like they do. It is, that's just one of the mysteries, but all has a purpose. It all has a purpose, a unique purpose for your growth and for your journey. And so what awakened me was my twin flame. And I really did not understand it. And I was looking into it too much, my beliefs and the way how I saw it, that, you know, everything will kind of lead to this happy relationship that I would want with my twin flame. Now, that's kind of just like the surface. You're not even looking beyond. I was not really looking beyond what there was. And for every time I would kind of try to ascend because I still had that vision of me and my twin flame being back together again. Like, that always kept until recently. Until recently. And if you know the twin flame journey, it's always about kind of red flags, blockages, and even like that, right? Once, like, if looking at it right now and really talking about it right now, it's like there were so many things that kind of stopped this union from happening, but yet I was still stuck on it. I was still resisting of letting go, just because that love of felt so much cosmic love. If you have felt the cosmic love, it's just like the twin flame. It's just like that. Right? So that kind of kept me attached to this belief, this vision, right? And it kind of became my goal, but this goal was really, really hurting me. It was harming me more than healing me. And then whether you like it or not, you do have this sense. Once you don't, okay, so initially, right, when we are not awakened, we have this gut feeling. It's a gut feeling, right? It's just a gut. It's like, you know it. But usually we use that for alarming us, right? So once we awaken, we are able to hear our higher self, our within ourselves. We're able to hear ourselves and really put a voice to it. And be able to definitely be able to attune with it. And there comes with our spirit guides and so forth. So that gut feeling still is there. And with this twin flame type of situation, I knew in the back of everything, of all everything, that there could be a kind of a wake-up call, right? A wake-up call that, thank you, element of air, a wake-up call that this may not work. This may not be the direction. And that is the right wording. This may not be the right direction, the vision. But even like that, I decided to ignore it and still have that faith, that vision, being very optimistic of what it really could be. So still not letting go of that vision. Now, with everything that we have gone, and it's not saying that what we experienced was not real, because it was definitely real for yourself. It was the connection was real. Now, how it played out is very different. And I think that's when we kind of had to kind of put logic in a little bit. And it was around the time of the full moon in Libra. And I think I was definitely contemplating about it within, it was 3 weeks. And I was just really observing. I was seeing what was coming up. I was seeing the actions that the 3D physical twin flame would take. And usually it was no action. So that was one of the things. I had to see what, if there was any movement, and there was no movement at all. I was needing to see who is usually the initiative, and what really was coming out, and really getting to understand that no matter how or what way we go about this, whether the physical twin flame, the 3D, or myself, it ends up in the same place, and that is stagnant. It's stage one, or not even stage one. It's still like undecisiveness. It's still just no action taken, and that's what I really wanted to. That's what I really needed to see. I really needed to put that into my awareness. And after I kind of analyzed that and I observed it, I had to also put the pros and the cons. And I had to say, okay, well, this is the time that, I mean, obviously, it's still the same. There's nothing changing. I have to choose myself. And I know, as all of us in the twin flame journey, we have either decided to choose ourselves because in a little bit more abrupt beforehand, but this time we kind of contemplated it. We really saw it. We really, really saw it. And we eventually, and this was not by a push. It's not that we were getting something out of it. What we were getting is really wanting to go a different route, wanting to have a new experience, wanting to enjoy life, wanting to really get to know thyself. And I have this girl right here. And that's what brought us to our decision, my decision, and that was to leave the twin flame connection. Now, with leaving the twin flame connection, it's not 3D. It is very energetically, because there hasn't been a lot of action taken in the 3D. So even like that, there's like still that energetic bond that keeps you attached. So I decided to disconnect myself, to detach my energy from the twin flame. The 3D, physical twin flame, energetically, remove and detach myself from the actual vision and about the twin flame itself, and be able to get my power back, be able to stand in my decision and knowing my worth, that I do deserve happiness and I do deserve truth and integrity, and I do deserve to experience all these beautiful things that the universe has given me, and being able to start living in the present moment. Okay. So that was the decision that I took. And once I took that decision, it changed completely. And it feels, the universe, God, whoever you worship, He is so big. And I am so grateful, because when you're on this journey, all these movements that He does, all this shifting that He does, all everything that is worked behind the scenes, it's for you. Everything is changing for you. And that's how big and amazing the universe is. And so that is something that I wanted to share my story. Because yeah, I had to let go of the vision of the twin flame, of the meaning of the twin flame, and really detach myself and reclaim my power and my worth back. You know, this is definitely the rise of divine feminines. And even though we recently I was seeing distractions, right? Like the masculine energy, I would say the 3D energy from the twin flame, I would feel a sense of pull. And he is, he's definitely a great teacher, but you are no longer, the divine feminine is no longer behind the veil. She no longer has those, she's not wearing those rose-colored glasses. Her vision is very clear. She sees who and what has a mask and what is it that they are covering. She is very aware of her senses at this time. And she is so sure of herself that she knows that there's no going back. Her eye is very targeted to her vision, and her vision is to experience the riches of life and getting to know herself and getting to really contribute to humanitarian. It is a very it's very powerful. It's very much of an open canvas for her. So that is what I have for you guys. If you guys are still in the process of going, you know, with your divine masculine, there's things that still need to be finished or unfinished, but only you would be the only one that will know. I was just giving you my story to see if you guys, it's like, okay, this is it. I know, I feel it. Thank you so much. So thank you, my beautiful friends. Thank you for Divine Feminines. Thank you for all being in your journey and being able to see the bigger purpose, the bigger perspective in regards to raising the frequency for humanity. All right, you guys, until next time, namaste.